Ime Udoka has been suspended for the upcoming season for breaking team rules.
That is how the Celtics season started, losing their head coach to a suspension 2 months after playing in the NBA Finals. But this is how it's going.
30 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists, and on to the postseason.
That is the sound of the Celtics closing out the regular season with a win over the Atlanta Hawks on Sunday. They are back in the playoffs as one of the best teams in the league once again. So now, can they finish the job and win the NBA title? Joining us now to recap the season, look forward to the playoffs, Abby Chin, who is the Celtics reporter for NBC Sports Boston, Jonathan Marshall, sports reporter for WMUR, and Radio Boston's Kyrie Thompson, former sports reporter for Boston.com and WEEI. Abby, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
It's great to have you. Hey there, Jonathan.
Yeah, what's going on? Good to be back.
Good to have you. And Kyrie, welcome.
Hello, hello.
All right, so Celtics ended their season Sunday with 57 wins, 25 losses, second best record in the Eastern Conference, and the entire league behind only the Milwaukee Bucks. Is this an even more impressive showing than last year, given what the team's been through? Abby?
Yes, I think so. Playing that sound from Whit Grosbeck, the team's co-governor, just gave me flashbacks that I hadn't thought about in a long time, which I think speaks volumes about this team and head coach Joe Mazzulla, who they placed into that role with just 5 days before the start of training camp. So the fact that Kyrie is shaking his head, there was media day, I just cannot describe it. There was just this dark cloud hovering over everything that was going on. And so for them to come through that, end up with the second best record in the NBA, Tiziana, they are the only team in the league that is top five in both offense and defensive rating. And I just don't think that you can understate what they have done this year.
Okay, so I will come back to the coaching in a second, but this, Jonathan Marshall, is also something that's on my mind. The tension between their incredible record, the only team that's done, and then fill in the blank, blah, 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 de blah, and blah. And also, we've talked about this throughout the whole season, second seed, not first seed in the Eastern Conference. There's a piece of me that literally doesn't understand how that math works, Jonathan.
I mean, listen, the Bucks are an amazing team. They have one of the best players in Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, so I wouldn't get too caught up in first versus second seed. The bottom line is those two teams are going to have to face each other regardless. That's what I say. I think they're on a crash course to facing each other, right? And so don't get caught up in number one, number two seed. If the Celtics want to make it back to the finals, if they are the team that fans think they are, they got to go through Milwaukee regardless. And so if the guys of Jason Tatum, if Jaylen Brown, if these guys step up and if they are the players that we expect them to be in these big moments, I don't see that being a concern, honestly. So I wouldn't get too caught up in the one or two seed.
Okay, so that brings us back to the coach, right? Kyrie, and I'm going to play a little sound here. Here's what Brad Stevens said about Joe Mazzulla before the Sunday game.
Joe's a strength. I understand because he's new that, you know, the easiest thing to do is nitpick him. But he's done a really good job. If he needs me, I'm here. But I trust him, and I trust his staff. And they've all done a good job. You know, and I think our players would all second that.
So some have criticized Mazzulla for sort of a lack of coaching flexibility during games. Others have said, come on, he's a first-year coach. Look where he is. We just heard what Abby had to say. And now we're in playoffs, which are a different thing. So sort of size it up for us.
I think Abby put it really well, right? Pan out for a second and look at what this team has accomplished and this coach has accomplished in a really just unbelievably difficult situation. I mean, this was not the plan. And I can understand people looking at the individual games, right, and saying like, okay, come on, you could have won that game if you called that timeout, or you should have played this lineup differently or what have you. Basketball is a game of runs, right? Sometimes you're up by a lot and you're looking great, and sometimes the other team can't miss a shot, and it ebbs and flows and ebbs and flows. Last year, they were flowing at the end of the season, going into the playoffs on a crazy run. It was like 24 out of their last 30 games they won. This year, they started out hot and hit that lull in the middle. But I feel like this was about, what did you learn from last year, going through all of that adversity that you went through, Ime Udoka constantly poking and prodding, play better, like stay on the path. And this was them kind of seeing how you stay on that path without that. And Joe Mazzulla, even though he's not necessarily that kind of guy where he's always cudgeling you if you're not doing, you know, the right things, he's there coming to work every day with a silent kind of strong leadership that I think is still valuable, giving his team enough space to figure things out. And now that we're getting closer to the end of the season, we're starting to see him tinker and get ready for the challenge at hand.
So, Abby and Jonathan, and Abby, I'll start with you. This is, as somebody who's learning basketball as I go, right, and understanding that not all of our listeners watch every game, but I think Boston is aware that this is a team who went to all the way last year and didn't win and wants to know, okay, what would the team have had to have learned, like Kyrie said, from last year and do differently, size it up for us? What's the learning? Has this team learned it? And what do we have to watch for, Abby?
I do think there is, without a doubt, they have learned, and they learned so much from that run a season ago. As Kyrie was talking, what they learned is how long that run is. I mean, this season could go into early June if all things play out the way that they should and are expected to. And so I think that's why you saw the lull post All-Star break. Jason Tatum understands the mental load that it takes to carry your team to that point in the season. And so, yeah, he may have let up for a few game, a couple of weeks stretch there. And I don't blame him for that. It is a lot to put on the shoulders of a 25-year-old man. So I do think they learned that. They learned what it takes. They also saw the championship pedigree of the Golden State Warriors, who they ran into in the NBA Finals. And Jason and Jalen will be the first to tell you that this is what is driving them this year. That heartache. They both will say just how brutal, how awful their summers were. And they worked every single minute to get back to that spot and get over the hump. So I do. I believe they learned a ton from that run and will be able to make the most of it when push comes to shove.
So Jonathan, I'm kind of cracking up because I'm kind of picturing a John Wick 4 scenario now, right? Where the Celtics now have all these assassin teams that are coming at them. And I guess the first question is, they're going to face the Miami Heat or the Atlanta Hawks first, right?
Yep.
Which team is it better off for the Celtics to face first? Because we're going to find out.
I mean, you never want to face Miami in the first round of the playoffs in any situation, right? I mean, this is a team with that playoff championship pedigree with Eric Spoelstra as a head coach, just one of the best coaches in NBA history, Jimmy Butler. I mean, we saw what happened last year, right? That series went seven games. And so Miami is always going to be a tough opponent. But like I said, if you expect this team to make a deep run and make a finals run, I think they should take care of Miami. I don't think they should have any fear of Atlanta or Miami personally. I just don't think either one of those teams have an answer defensively for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And also, I mean, we talked about what this team has learned. I think this team has gotten better from last year, right? Derek White is more comfortable. Malcolm Brogdon is a sixth man of the year candidate to have him off the bench. So this team has gotten better. If Rob Williams can continue to get healthier, that will be a huge storyline to watch out for. So they've learned over the years, but they've also gotten better. Sam Hauser, Mike Muscala, Peyton Pritchard, whenever he's ready, whenever he's given an opportunity, he's proven that he can make those big shots. And that's what the playoffs are about. Can those unexpected guys make those big opportunities count? And I think the Celtics are a complete team. When it comes to the Eastern Conference, I would say they are the most complete team in the conference.
So, Kyrie, who should they be afraid of?
Nobody. I think that's really the point to take away from this. They are the second best team in the league by record. They've shown they can beat the Bucks. They've shown they can beat all of these teams. You know, you hear people talk about, oh yeah, I wouldn't want to face this team. Teams don't want to face the Celtics because they are that good. They are that deep. They are that well-rounded. They don't need to be afraid of a soul.
All right, so Abby, early playoff games, I got to imagine that there are sort of some lead indicators, right? I'll use a business term, that you're going to look for to say, okay, I need to see this, I need to see this, I need to see this. Give us a couple of those that fans can watch early on, sort of check those boxes.
I do think it depends who they play. The Atlanta Hawks is a team that the Celtics swept that regular season series and really shouldn't be a problem. And while there are more challenges with the Miami Heat, I think it would be a good series to kind of sharpen your tool set, right? The Celtics aren't going to be able to just limp into the postseason and kind of feel their way around as we've seen them do towards the end of the season. They're going to have to go in sharp. They're going to have to go in focused. And every possession matters in the playoffs. And I think the key thing that Joe Mazzulla keeps harping on is the balance of this team. And that is what makes them so strong, is that the defense is there. We saw that all the way through last season, number one in the league. But this year, it's been the offense. And that's been what Joe Mazzulla has focused on and has improved for this group. And so if you can see them continue to score in the way that they have, but also not, if shots aren't falling, not let that affect their defense, I think that will be key early on.
So, Jonathan Marshall, I'm on a tight clock in this first round. Does it go to seven games, or can they dispatch with a team quickly?
They better hope it doesn't go seven. I think they should win. And if they play Atlanta, I'll say five. Miami, I'll give Miami two wins. So it's not going to go seven either way.
Jonathan Marshall of WMUR, Abby Chin, NBC Sports Boston, Kyrie Thompson here at Radio Boston. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.